Welcome, everyone, to Parkside Today. I'm Oliver Johnson, marketing specialist and your host for today's episode. Today, we're talking about internships, and later in the program, we have with us three theater arts students who have just returned from amazing opportunities from one American coast to the other. But first, we are joined by Mary Wade, internship and campus employment specialist from Parkside's Office of Community Engagement. Mary, welcome to the program.
Thank you for inviting me, Oliver.
Absolutely. Mary, so you are on day 20 of the job.
Yes.
And although Mary formally began her role relatively recently, focusing on internships and campus employment earlier this month, Mary is no stranger to internships and to meaningful work experiences, as her career has spanned many sectors and many years, often bringing talent and opportunity together. On Parkside's campus, she most recently served in the communication department, where she taught an internship course and was a trusted connector and student champion when local employers were looking for candidates. She has always been an advocate for quality experiences for students and now gets to focus her work specifically on internships for the entire campus. Mary, where does your passion for internships come from?
Well, I started teaching the communication internship class in 2005, and I just saw how transforming it was for students. At the time, I had a student by the name of Rita Thomas that was placed with Wisconsin Public Radio at the top of the Milwaukee building. And I remember going to do a site visit and to talk to her supervisor, and what a beautiful space it was and how wonderful it was to see Rita transformed in this space from a student to a professional. When she graduated, she was offered a position as a producer for Oprah for her Oxygen channel. And then when she left, Rita actually went to work for a big advertising agency in North Carolina, and that's where she is now. Wow. She's a major media buyer.
Wow. So we've talked before about internships, and you have worked with students who have completed successful internships across the country and, in fact, the world. Somehow, I had yet to hear about that success story. What are some of the other positions that stick out to you as most exciting to be able to say a Parkside student did that?
Well, I recall David Barry wanted to do an internship. He was in the Naval Reserves, and he had done a summer in Sicily, Italy. And there was a television station base there, because there was a base there for the Naval people. And so there was a civilian post for a videographer for the summer. And he applied for the job, and he got it. He went and spent the whole summer in Sicily and participated in our discussion boards and ate calamari. And, you know, it was fabulous for him. Another person that comes to mind is Erica Hammond, who went to work as a jockey intern. And I know when she was started, she was a little disappointed because all she was doing was filling out forms like expense reports. And but she did well. And by the end of the semester, they asked her to interview for the international department. And she got that position as an intern and was invited to New York to help shoot the jockey catalog. And she graduated that December, and in January, she was in Germany filling out her own expense report.
Wow. So do you get to keep in touch with some of these students as they go on to their next adventure in their career?
I do ask that we stay connected on LinkedIn, because I like to see their progress. You know, there was one young man that when he was in college, he worked full-time at an auto body place. The poor guy was always exhausted, you know. But I give him a lot of credit. He did do a sales internship one summer with a company called Huckster, promoting, if nothing else, energy drinks. But I've followed his career now, and he's the sales manager for a major company in Nashville, and he's the inside sales manager for that company. So, you know, he's really grown, and he will never go back to the body shop.
Wow. Yeah, you said before, internships can be transformative. What is it about an internship that transforms lives for students?
Well, they get to experience what they're doing. You know, they take the academic knowledge that they've acquired in their major, and they can actually use that knowledge on the job and see, you know, pick and choose. Do I like doing this? Reflect. Do I want to do something else? Are there pieces of this internship that I love, a culture that I don't want to do? You know, is this the kind of company culture that I want to work in? Do I have to dress up to come to work here? I mean, all those things matter and will help students decide, you know, what direction that they want to take with their professional careers.
Oh, that's excellent. And you are fortunate to be able to do this now for the entire campus. What excites you about your new role at Parkside?
Well, that I get to do it for the whole campus. So, you know, I mean, every major has its uniqueness. And so I'm excited helping to find sites for people perhaps like in sociology and human services as I am for, you know, interns in the business department, as well as, you know, students from the College of Arts and Humanities. You know, everyone has a direction, a calling, and I want to make as many opportunities possible for them to get out there and see if they can transform their life.
Oh, fantastic. We're fortunate as a campus. What are some of the ways that employers and Parkside students connect?
Well, I think there's a variety of ways you can do that, and you can start out actually in the Career and Advising Center, talking it over with your advisor there or your academic advisor within your discipline. If your major has an internship coordinator, go and see them and talk to them about it. Or if they're in your major, if there are specific professors that do internships, go and talk to them about it. I think that's the first step is career exploration. And then after the exploration, you know, you have to really start looking. And I think a great way to start is to get on Ranger Track and just click the internship button and, you know, the geographic area and the area that you're interested in doing an internship. I mean, that's a real easy way. But I would say, you know, coming up, the best opportunity is on October 17th. We will be having our internship fair campus-wide here at UW Parkside. It's from 11 o'clock in the morning till 2 p.m. in the afternoon, and it's in the ballroom in the Student Center. And it doesn't cost you anything, but, you know, you should definitely pre-register. That's easy, too. You just get on Ranger Track and just push the register button, and that you'll be there. You'll be in. And I really recommend that you come dress for success and, you know, wear something that you would wear to an interview. And bring your resume with you. There'll be people there in the Student Center. We'll have a room set aside for resources if you want to go through your resume with some of the advisors from the Career and Advising Center. But we try and make it as easy for you as possible. There'll be fresh water and mints for everyone, and you should definitely come and check it out.
Excellent. And more information about the internship fair can be found at uwp.edu/career. And Mary, I'm sure you've heard this already, but let me be another one to tell you welcome to your new role on a campus that you already consider your home. Thank you for your continued work with and for Parkside Talent. And of course, thanks for joining us today.
Oh, thanks for having me on. I'm really happy that I could do this.
Next up on Parkside Today, we welcome to the program Stanek, Alexa Usselman, and Brian Byers, all theater arts students who recently completed competitive and career launching internships in the field. Welcome to the show.
Hello. Glad to be here.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you for having us.
Stanek, let's start with you. What was your internship?
So over the summer, I worked at the Public Theater in New York as a prop intern.
That's fantastic. So the Public Theater, like the one that also has the Delacorte Theater in Central Park?
That's correct. The Free Shakespeare in Central Park, that's them. The Public Theater is where Hamilton premiered, Fun Home.
Oh, wow.
Way back in the 70s, Chorus Line.
So that's got to be pretty competitive. What made you the ideal candidate for that position?
So I like to think I was the ideal candidate. I mean, they hired me, so I guess. But the thing that really set me apart that they mentioned to me was my enthusiasm during the interview. Now, I had had some previous experience from another internship, but I love doing theater and specifically props. Every prop for me is alive. Like, it has a story. Every object you look at, that thing tells a story. And I expressed my passion for that in the interview, and they really latched onto that. And they said, it really helps if somebody says they love what you do. So they're like, well, we're prop makers, and you say you love props. We like you.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. And that has to work for any position, really, just having an enthusiasm about it. For the listeners who don't know, what's a prop?
So a prop, the best way that I have come to describe it is imagine yourself moving out of your house. Everything that you take and put into a box and put in the moving truck is a prop. What's left behind, you know, your four walls, your ceiling, your floor, that's scenic. But everything you put in a box, everything that's sentimental, that is a prop. From the rugs to the fans to the curtains.
Okay, so there are props artists, and you being one of them, what do? You design the idea behind what would be on a stage, what people would hold, what they would carry. You make it, you find it. How does that work?
So in the ideal world, sometimes responsibilities have to get shifted because of that's just how it goes. But in the ideal world, a scenic designer will bring the concept for the show to the production meeting. And from that, I will read the script as the prop. Let's say in this case, I'm the prop master, so I'm in charge of all the props. I will read the script, come up with a prop list of things that I see that the production will need. And then from there, I collaborate with the scenic designer, and I acquire all the props. I build what needs to be built. I problem solve. I am the dramaturg. Being a prop person is 100% about storytelling and fitting the needs of the play. So if you say, what does a prop master do? It's kind of a jack of all trades in the theater. You know, you need to know how to sew. You need to know how to, same line, but knit, build things. Electricity, you need to know how currents work, completing circuits for practicals. Fire things, pyrotechnics, special effects. You need to know. You need to have a little bit of knowledge in every area.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, what's fascinating about theater is that there are so many facets to it. Theater takes more than being on stage and acting, although clearly a very important role in the theater. The other students who are with us today have other aspects of theater that we might not think about. Now, Alexa, you were a paint intern at the Pacific Conservatory for the Performing Arts in Santa Maria, California. What is a paints intern, and what was a day in the life of a paints intern?
To combine kind of both the questions there, a paints intern was someone that paints the set. That's what we do, to put it very, very simply. between wooden floors and marble countertops and sometimes paintings on the wall, which falls under props sometimes. So goes to show both jobs kind of have to know a little bit of everything. But we were able to get the scenery that was built from the scene shop and paint everything that would be seen by the audience, whether it was a wall, a floor, like Stanek said, whatever was being left behind in a house that you were moving from. So a day in the life of a scenic artist would be, there it was 8:30 to 5:30, depending the day, sometimes more, sometimes a little less.
Sure.
And the boss I had there was really, really good about giving each painter their own project so we could put it in our portfolio and say, hey, I worked on this from beginning to end. I know how to make this kind of a process. And that theater being fairly highly renowned, you can say, hey, I did all of this and I know how to do it now.
Yeah, that's fascinating. And so things would come to you already built and then you would paint them. So we also know that props, that you need somebody on your team, furniture, sets, to build them. And it was not planned this way, but Brian is with us in his internship, dealt with carpentry. Brian, tell us a little bit about your internship. What did you do and where did you do it?
So I was out in Colorado Shakespeare Festival. I had a staff carpenter position with a team of interns underneath me. And basically we'd come in every day at 8:00. We'd get a set of drawings from the scenic designer or our technical director, and we just get to work and start building everything based on these drawings and make sure that we're collaborating with our painters so that they are keeping on track with their paint schedule. Another challenge that we also faced was building rep-style scenery. And what rep style theater is it's basically there's multiple shows going on in the season that are going to happen on the same stage on different days. So the scenery that you build has to be able to come off that stage, and a new set has to be able to go on. I was working in two different spaces, one outdoor and one indoor. And that calls for a series of basically different types of sets. So outdoor, primarily, we build sets out of steel, so we have to do a lot of welding. And indoor, we get to do, because things won't fall apart, there's no rain inside, so we can make things out of wood and make them a little lighter. And, you know, that just, there's just different treatments and building methods for those different types of scenery.
Yeah, so all the same major, but very different skill sets, different career paths within the industry, and internships playing a role in getting you there. Internships, we know, provide experience, and the theater arts program at Parkside is unique in that it takes a company approach. So you are, from day one, gaining this experience. Internships take it to another level. But we also know that internships provide the opportunity to expand your network of professionals. So sometimes it's what you do, but sometimes it's who you meet. Anybody meet anybody along the way?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. At Colorado Shakespeare Festival, I would say that my biggest references that I found were my technical director and my production manager, Jared Sumner, who was the production manager prior to me working with him. He was the production manager for the Book of Mormon Broadway tour. So that was certainly really interesting.
Yeah, yeah.
Just to speak about the public theater. So the public being centered in New York City and being the historical and renowned institute that it is, it tends to attract some of the best people in their trade. So I worked with the prop master at the public theater. His name is Jay Duckworth. He's known nationally as one of the premier props makers in the trade currently. But every single person I worked with there have storied backgrounds. I worked with people who won Tony after Tony after Tony. I mean, just being around that kind of talent all the time really forces you to be, you know, at the top of your game and really bring it every time. But actually, a funny little anecdote. We did Angels in America here last year, and I had no idea that the artistic director of the public theater, Oscar Eustace, he actually was basically Tony Kushner's right-hand man while writing that script, and he was the guy at the public theater. He was the artistic director. He was the one who commissioned that play to be written.
Wow.
So it's just all these crazy connections and all these, you know, just huge, larger-than-life people, and I just pass them in the hall every day.
Yeah, and as Mary said earlier, she's tracking the careers of some of the students she's worked with. Have you connected with these people, these industry professionals on LinkedIn? Are you keeping in touch with them? Do you think you'll be able to skip the line to see Shakespeare in the Park, skip the whole tent business before?
For me, definitely. Yeah, I made some really wonderful, wonderful relationships, and that was confirmed to me in my exit interview. And, you know, it's just working around those kinds of people, and especially in the business we're in, you know, it's who you know. And if you make some awesome friends and awesome connections, you know, you're gonna be able to skip the lines. But there's a lot more to it than just, you know, skipping the lines. It's those lifelong friendships. And
absolutely. So a busy summer for all of you, and the semester just kicked off. What's next for all of you? What are you all working on?
I will be at Parkside another year after this.
Okay.
For this upcoming season, I'm the paint charge on Midnight in Mall Flanders, so I'll be doing some painting here as well. And then after graduation, it's wherever the wind takes me at this point.
So I'm talking about multifaceted. I'm the production electrician for the first two shows this season. I have been offered my position back at Colorado Shakespeare, and I will definitely be considering that as well as applying for other things as well. So yeah, those are mainly what I'm doing for these next for this next year or so.
And I will be being the prop master for two shows this year, A Midnight and Moll Flanders. And, I suppose that wasn't announced. I shouldn't count my chickens before that. I really hope.
Spoiler alert.
Really hope that I'm the prop master for the Shakespeare show that we do, okay. Love's Labor's Lost. So after that, I'll be, hopefully maybe moving to Chicago, maybe working here in Milwaukee. I might go back out to the West Coast. It's just. Like Alexa said, it's kind of wherever the wind blows in this industry, and hopefully the winds will take me somewhere favorable.
Yeah, well, and no doubt you'll all land on your feet and in great positions. Parkside's Theater Arts program has an impressive track record for its alumni, working professionals, consistently 100% success rate in terms of getting into careers and in grad school in the field. Some tough path to follow or shoes to follow. What all do you think you'll be doing in the future? And if you can put yourself in that moment, if you think back about this internship experience that you had and say, wow, I'm really glad I did that internship. What do you think you'll be doing? And what is it going to be about that internship that you're grateful for in the future?
For me, I hope to be painting still, kind of anywhere. Looking back at this internship, though, I think one of the main things was the boss I had, who was incredible, and she taught me more about paint than I ever knew possible. And she taught me there's always things to learn, no matter what age you are, no matter how much experience you have, you always have to be willing to learn and keep yourself at a level of humbleness, for lack of better words. And she just... She was such a nice person who genuinely cared about the people who were working under her that it just taught me about life beyond painting as well and how to be a professional and not just a simple painter.
I'm building a resume of sorts that will put me in several different fields. I have the most experience in carpentry, and I'm also building a resume in electrics work. I primarily want to work as a designer in lighting. And then I'm very interested in acting as well. I mean, constantly looking at the stage and thinking about the stage picture eventually just kind of drew me in. And I just also really kind of want to try my hand in acting as well.
And for me, in 5 years, I specifically hope to be a prop master at a smaller theater. I don't want to be too huge too soon because I just feel like that it's not conducive to learning. But the biggest thing I'll look back on for this past internship was, A, the references I made and the friendships that I made, because I know that's going to open a lot of doors for me. And B, just... specifically managerial skills, because you can make all the things and do the things, but if you can't manage people and work together in a shop and in cramped spaces, and let me tell you, in New York, space is a premium, so our shop was very small, but just learning how to work with people whose personalities conflict with yours and still being able to make great art at the end of it, I think that'll serve me very well in the future.
Now, did that surprise you that you learned that much from an internship that seemingly at the surface was going to be very specific?
Definitely. I mean, so when you interview for some place like the Public, in my mind, I was like, there's no way. There are hundreds of applicants. There's no way I'm going to get this. So the first surprise was, hey, we want to hire you. But then going in there and expecting to just, be terrified and lost and having them be just like guide you and be like, hey, this is what the industry is about. You're going to have to work very hard, but this is what it's about. And by the way, you don't know anything in a kind way most of the time.
Sure.
But, you come from here being a, like a big fish in a relatively small pond, and you go to New York where you're hardly in the bowl. You know, it's pretty humbling just going from that to that and learning. You know, this industry, you know, it's about who you know, and if you are nice and you work hard, like they said, you're going to work hard, but you're going to learn a lot. You're going to get a lot out of this internship if you put a lot into it. You know, that was, I don't want to say surprising, but, you know, you learn that every time you do it. Every time you do it, you're like, okay, I don't know anything. What can I learn? Please teach me, and just hope that they're willing to teach you.
So for the listeners who are not theater enthusiasts or themselves theater artists, what is surprising about theater? What do we not know about theater that you wish everybody understood about the field, about the industry?
Well, I think a lot of what people don't know about theater is how many people are collaborating to put a specific moment in theater together. There's a whole team in just one aspect. Like, there could be a whole team of just props people making that one thing burn the right way, you know? Like, that's just one thing that a lot of people don't understand. They think that it's Benedict Cumberbatch all by himself up there, and he's just doing it, and nobody's helping him. I mean, I think that's a pretty, you know, it's a thing that people don't really think about.
Yeah, and oftentimes there's a lot of people behind stage, and maybe audiences sense that. Maybe they figure that there's some people behind the stage. But also all of the people that have to be involved leading up to it, all of the interns that come summer after summer to help get shows off the ground before they're, you know, even slated for the theater, maybe making repertory set pieces, as Brian said. What about this internship? Are you, all of you, what about this internship do you think was the most challenging aspect of it? And, you know, do you think people out there understand how challenging this can be?
I think a seriously challenging aspect of the work we did over the summer, or at least for me, was doing what you might have done before, but within a stricter deadline. You know, when there's a professional show that is opening on this date, the set needs to be done by this date, and it needs to not only be done in terms of like completion, but it also needs to be able to come off that stage for the next one. And that was pretty challenging. That was something that, you know, I had to come to grips with, especially.
I think for me, the biggest challenge about going to California was you had to do some of the same work that you did here, but it was under completely different supervision, completely different styles, and you don't know anyone you're working with. And for a lot of us, we moved across the country knowing no one there, especially the people we were working with. So we kind of went in blind. Like, this could turn out great or it could not. But it ended up being a huge challenge in and of itself, just the entirety of it. But it ended up reaping the best benefits.
Yeah, no kidding. And you survived. You survived enough to come and join us on the show today.
For sure.
Yeah, I mean, and that is definitely an aspect of this that you never really foresee, is that, you know, you kind of have to make it a good circumstance, because otherwise it won't be. You have to go in understanding that it is something that you have to make positive.
And just to riff off that, so a lot of people know about Shakespeare in the Park. We mentioned that earlier, that's onto the public. So actually a majority of my summer was spent at the Delacorte Theater in Central Park working, outside or in the cage, as they call it, because it's just this little metal cage underneath the Delacorte Theater to keep the raccoons out of the prop shop. And that's no joke. Like, the raccoons are everywhere.
Sure.
What Brian said, making it a positive environment, it took me a while to latch on to that, because New York is really humid. I had no idea going there. I mean, for some people it might be obvious, but when I got there, I was like, oh, man, this is rough. And working outside every day, those long hours and constantly working. I mean, it's the Delacorte Theater. This thing is, your work has to be perfection. It has to be top notch. So working out there under those circumstances, like, if you don't find the fun in it and if you can't, you know, focus in on the aspects that you enjoy, you're not going to have a good time. And that was a really good lesson. You know, sometimes if you're having a rough day, you just got to, like, recognize you're having a rough day and then take that thought and throw it as far away from you as you can.
Way. Congratulations to the three of you on your successful internships. Lots of success on the horizon. The Parkside Theater Arts season kicked off in September with a fresh ink staged reading of Marjorie Prime. Brian, were you in that? You were in that show?
Yeah, I sure am.
I thought so. Later this month, the main stage season opens with War of the Worlds, the radio play. Especially exciting because this marks the 80th anniversary of the original Halloween broadcast, which, as we all know, had listeners, particularly those who missed the beginning of the episode, believe that they were listening to a description of real events, that the Earth was indeed under attack, when it was actually just an episode of Mercury Theater on the Air. Would the three of you like to take us out describing how people can get tickets to future Parkside Theater Art shows or other activities at the Rita, and then scare them into believing that we're under attack by Martians?
Absolutely. So in order to find tickets, you can go online to uwp.edu/Rita, and you should be able to navigate your way into our space.
And be careful, there's Martians.